Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto Webster, sitting here on 95.7 KQWC, wrapping up our program tonight. We're talking girls track and field with the head girls track coach of the Roland Story Norseman. Andy Herrick joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, as always.
So as we look, last week your team was busy with indoor meets. You ran at the Dickinson Relays at UNI early last week, and then on Friday you head on down, just a short trip to Ames, to compete in the IATC Indoors. Your team places fifth in that IATC Indoor in Class 2A. And just overall, through the first couple weeks of practice and what you've seen through the indoor season, what are some things that you've really liked from your squad early on?
We love the indoor season stuff, mainly because it kind of gives us a picture on where we're at early in the season. You know, it's we just got started, so it's kind of like square zero. Like, where are we at compared to last year? And I'm liking what we're seeing. We've been faster some of those relays than we have compared to last year. And as far as like almost, I want to say just everybody's toughness. Like, they're wanting to run. They're ready to run. They're asking about running 400 low hurdles, and they're asking about, can I run more 800s? It's a little bit different, because usually we don't have kids asking those things. So, yeah, times are faster overall, and overall, I think just toughness and the excitement for track is there.
And definitely the area that's the strongest is your sprinter group. You bring back three of the four athletes that made up a lot of your relays that were, you know, fighting for state titles a year ago at this time. Athletes like Cam Landy, who's going to go run track at UNI once she's done in high school. And then you've got Adeline Spoiler back. You've also got Kennedy Peterson back. You've got a great hurdle group back as well. Just looking at that sprinter / hurdling group, you know, you talked about how the athletes, they want to get out and run these, you know, 400 lows or so on and so forth. Just what have you seen from that sprinting group so far, and just what kind of expectations have they put on themselves?
Yeah, so for sure sprints. You know, we lost a key relay member last year. You know, we're keeping an eye on our, you know, the girls' times and thinking about what's the best scenario for some of those relays, but. But yeah, for sure, hurdle group, we have a lot of depth, and then similar to the sprint group, you know, there's depth, and that's good. You know, it's a good problem to have, but it's also like we've got some runners that, you know, they'd obviously make varsity on any other team out there. So there's going to be some competition, and which I think is good and healthy. But yeah, our strength right now is definitely depth and options. Which makes it a little more tough for a coach's brain, but it's a good problem.
And looking at some of the other groups, obviously your distance group, it looks like it's definitely going to be a younger group than in years past at the distance spot, and then field events, still a pretty young group in some spots, but, you know, have another year of experience under their belt as well. And when you look at those two groups, what have you seen from them early on?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, one thing, and this is just a shout out to all my incoming freshmen this year. I love all the incoming freshmen. They have a little bit of drive in them, and they're trying to find their way, and they push a lot of our older girls, and I love that part of it. But definitely be keeping an eye on Roland Story, you know, distance group. You know, we've got, you know, some returners, but we also have some younger freshmen that'll be pushing some of those older girls, and I'm going to be very surprised to see what we can do by at the end of the season.
And when you look at that field event group that I talked about, obviously you bring back Miley Geiser, shot putter from a year ago. Obviously, Adeline Spoiler, she's had a good start to the year and the long jump. Just what have you seen early on? You know, it's tough early in the year to work on field events, yeah. But what have you seen early on?
Yeah, speaking on the throws part, yeah, it's, you know, I haven't really got a lot of time to get out there on the discus area, but yeah, shot put was a big focus, and we see some promise there, and we're going to only get better as far as the throws goes. As far as like long jump, you know, we've got Adeline. She hasn't jumped 17 feet since her freshman year at state, and she's now hit it four different times, I believe. But so she's starting off very, very strong. We just got our high jump pit out today, so we'll be we'll be developing some of those types of athletes, hopefully. But yeah, field events, still young, still kind of fresh, but hopefully they can see some improvements on their end and help the team out.
I mean, you take a look at the schedule coming up. Looks like you guys picked up the Central Girls Indoor Meet down in Pella at the end of this week. That gets started at 11:30 a.m. on Friday. And then not too long before you guys are in outdoor action, you open up your season at the Bondurant Co-Ed on the 31st of March. You've got your home co-ed meet on the 4th and then the Gilbert Co-Ed on the 8th of April. And just looking ahead to, you know, that indoor meet on Friday and then down the road to the outdoor season getting underway, you know, what's maybe a goal you put out in front of your girls right now for getting ready for that outdoor season?
Yeah, I mean, for sure my goal early on is, you know, especially in these open events for some of my the sprinter groups, get early, you know, get good times on individuals as early as possible, not only for decision-making purposes, but just kind of sets the stage and takes a little pressure off so we can start running some relays and hopefully get some good, great qualifying times. And so that's kind of number one, is really trying to get good times, utilizing those best weather days, because that does matter. So hopefully these indoor, especially this Friday, we'll go to Central. We're going to enter a lot of runners in those individuals and getting some good marks on them. That's a great thing about adding another indoor this year, is one more opportunity to see the track before we get outside. Hopefully it's days like today, beautiful out, but who knows what will happen.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week at the Central Indoor on Friday.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yep, that was Andy Herrick, the girls' track coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, here on Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Ottawa Webster City. We'll take you to the top of the hour next on 95.7 FM.